Joining us by telephone is Lisa Marshall from Department of Tourism. Some of the rest areas in the state have been getting some modifications, and they're even being run differently. Let's talk about how things have changed at the rest areas.
Well, as people know, a couple years ago, there were welcome centers operated by the Department of Tourism that served travelers with personal assistance and travel guides. And due to budget cuts, those were, we stopped operating those a couple of years ago. When Governor Walker took office, he was very interested in getting those open and up and running again with, personal service for travelers and visitors as they're coming through the state. What we've done is created a new kind of public-private partnership that involves, the Department of Tourism, Department of Transportation, and local destination marketing organizations such as the Chamber of Commerce or CBB.
Now, some of these have been around for a while but had to have a little retrofitting to make this work, right?
Exactly. We had the westbound or the west side of the state had lost the center. It was the Hudson Rest Area right on the border. And that property was not very well located. The DOT decided to close it and then sell the property. And we still, the tourism industry really wanted some kind of location for tourist information on this westbound corridor. It's a really critical one. It's between the Twin Cities and the rest of Wisconsin. So we put together a committee of local tourism organizations and the DOT and tourism to look at other options. And that's when we came up with the Menominee Area Rest Stop as a potential location. And everybody agreed this was going to really, be a great solution.
I remember the old Hudson Center, and access off of Carmichael was never any fun. So I can see why you skipped that site and went back to the Menominee one. Now, the Menominee buildings, I believe, went up in the early 90s when Governor Thompson was in office. And, of course, we may have heard the old joke they were called Tommy's Toilets by his opponents, but they have served well. But
yeah, I mean, I was just there myself this week, and they're in great condition. They're beautiful centers. And what we did was retrofit the eastbound rest area and opened it up in the center there and added a brand-new beautiful counter for the staff, and then all along the walls are brochure racks and display cases. And this center will now be staffed, and we'll have people there, 7 days a week in the summer, and right now they're there Wednesday through Sunday. And then not only do we accomplish the kind of eastbound traffic, on the westbound rest area right across, we're going to also have self-service brochures and literature.
And you've also got some help as far as staffing. I understand you're getting the local college at Stout involved.
Yeah, well, we have four tourism organizations that have stepped up to help us with all of this, and that would be the Hudson Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, Chippewa Falls Chamber, Visit Eau Claire, and the Menominee Area Chamber. And those four organizations have really spearheaded all of us and are, working on the staffing and the volunteers. But in addition, we're so close to centers right next to UW-Stout, and they have a great hospitality and tourism program. And one of the retired, head of that department, Joe Holland, had recommended this center and had, before he retired, was looking at maybe having students from this program staff it and use this as an opportunity for credit towards a class. So they are going to look into that and see if they can't create a program.
Now, the Menominee Center is the most recently taken care of one, but there are other centers that you're working on as well.
Yeah, well, this is the eighth one. Last year, we reopened the Beloit rest area. The rest area itself had been open, but they had, the center was a beautiful center, but it wasn't staffed. And so we worked with Visit Beloit to get that one reopened and staffed and brochures in there free of charge to the tourism industry. Then we have La Crosse and Kenosha, both at rest areas, reopened, operated by the local Convention and Visitor Bureau. And then aside from those, we have Platteville, Superior, Prairie du Chien, and Marinette.
And some of those are not even on the freeways. They're just near the border at common entry points, such as Prairie du Chien.
Prairie du Chien. And that's right. And that one works out really well. The Prairie du Chien Chamber of Commerce is in the same building, and they were, had stepped up very early on to take over the operation of that one.
Up in Superior, any collaboration with the college up there?
Not that I'm aware of right now. We do work very closely with the Superior area, or Superior Douglas area CVB, Convention and Visitor Bureau. And that particular Welcome Center right now is operated inside the Bong Heritage Center. We've kind of had to come up with creative solutions in a variety of locations to keep these open and make sure that travelers are getting personal help and travel guides and you know, tourism is an economic, you know, business here in our state. You know, $16 billion in economic activity here just from, you know, travelers and visitors. So we want to make sure they get great customer service and know all about the great things to do here.
Did you say the Superior one is at the Bong Center?
Yes.
So it's right on 53 in downtown by the harbor.
Exactly. And, okay. And it's a really good location in terms of, you know, it's a big attraction, and it's right there at, you know, kind of a lot of activities happening.
I would imagine there are other centers that you are looking at for future rebuilds.
You know what? We're always open to discussion. You know, right now there's nothing necessarily like on the, you know, on the radar, but this model, this public-private model, has worked very well. And like I said, we certainly are always open for suggestions and discussion.
If anybody wants to get a hold of your office, find out more about the travel centers, who do they call or what website do they go to?
Well, if you want to get travel information, you can go to travelwisconsin.com. And from there, you can also click through to the Department of Tourism and our agency website and, you know, give us a call if you have any suggestions for welcome centers or just want to get some good travel information about where to go this winter.
So it sounds like the best thing we can tell the travelers is go ahead and stop. It's not the same old rest area.
Exactly. And we hope that you're going to get some really, well, actually, we know you're going to get really great service for some, you know, wonderful ambassadors of the tourism industry.
And I was going to ask if you've incorporated any newer technology into some of these places. I know in some other states you can actually get the weather off satellite there or find out.
I believe you can. I want to say at the Menominee area, Travel Wisconsin Welcome Center, they did have, you know, like a TV set up where, you know, it was showing the different temperatures around the state. I think Beloit has something like that, too. But they will have computers and things like that. And that is really important, too, especially for the, you know, Department of Transportation, is that these centers are meant to be safety, you know, a safety location for people to get off, get road information, get weather conditions. So we will be providing all of those different services.
Anything you want to add today?
Nothing. I think I covered it all.
I think so.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
It's Lisa Marshall with the Department of Tourism. Thanks for joining us.
You're my pleasure. Have a great day.